Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5. So I say it every week, really, on this radio station, and I'm going to say it again. Laguna Beach Live goes from strength to strength. Just awesome shows. Last week's Jazz Wednesday, amazing, with Bruce Foreman. And coming up pretty soon for Jazz Wednesdays on February 15th, vocalist Spider Saloff will be with us here in Laguna Beach, and we're very excited to see her. And she's on the phone with me right now. Hi, Spider.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. Thanks for taking the call.
Oh, absolutely.
We're excited that you're coming. I should have said, shouldn't have just said vocalist, I should have said one of the great interpreters of the American songbook, you know, just keeping that whole genre alive as well and bringing it back to life every time you sing. Been listening to your music this morning and, you know, obviously blown away. So how did you get into this whole jazz thing?
Well, 100 years ago, my formal training was actually as an actress. And I worked in musical theater in New York, and then I started to play in clubs. I had always loved jazz from when I was a child, and I started to work with jazz trios in New York, and one thing led to another, and then I got recognized by the press there, and that became my career. And then I moved to Chicago, and I've been here for the past 20 years. And I'm actually receiving an award in New York in March, so I'm very excited about that, too. But it's been an interesting career.
It's not your first award, though, is it? What is the award?
No, it isn't. Oh, it's the New York Bistro Award, and it's essentially a press award. There are no nominees. It is all, it's kind of like Kennedy Center Honors, except it's for live performance. And the Lifetime Achievement Award is going to Darlene Love. And I'll be very happy to share the stage with her, as well as Broadway legend Carol Woods.
Well, so, I have no doubt.
And there'll be like, there's like 16 other recipients, but it's going to be a blast. And it's all live performance. It'll be in New York City on March 15th. So I'm really excited about it. And this just came out 2 days ago. So I'm glad
I got to share
that.
So you're excited about it. Sure. No, I'm happy to. I'm delighted that you mentioned it. I mean, award ceremonies, you know, love them or hate them, they keep the genre, you know, front and center. They keep people mentioning, talking about it. And that's important when they're so, when, as you say, you're sharing the stage, but, you know, jazz music shares the stage with so much more than it ever did in terms of just, you know, entertainment. Do you find that it's that the audiences are getting bigger, smaller? What's happening there?
You know, it's interesting. The audiences are there. Over the past, I would say, 5 years, there has been a decline in a lot of small clubs that have come and gone. But there are some new ones. There's a new one that just opened in Chicago that's quite wonderful. And, you know, it takes people wanting to go out and hear live music to keep these clubs alive. And much of the work I do now is in concert venues. And it's sort of where the genre has gone. But I'm thrilled that I'm going to be doing this live performance in Laguna Beach. I've never performed there. I've performed in L.A., but I've never been there, and I think this is just going to be a magical evening. I'm very excited about it.
Yeah, you're going to love the venue, actually. It's 7 degrees down there in Laguna Canyon on February 15th. Jazz Wednesdays from Laguna Beach Live with vocalist Spider Saloff, who's on the phone with me right now. You're going to love that venue, Spider. It's intimate, but it's not a theatre, you know. It's quite an intimate venue, and it's not a theatre, but it's not a club. It's something in between that's really cool.
That's fantastic. I'm so excited about it.
Yeah, yeah. So talk to us about what people can expect from the show down there. What kind of a band are you bringing?
Well, I'm going to have two marvelous players from L.A. that I've worked with before, Rich Eames on keyboard and Adrian Rosen on bass. And we're going to do a mix of things. It'll have a kind of it'll be some of my original stuff, but some like exciting kind of grooves on a lot of standards, as well as some jazz classics. And it'll be kind of fresh and exciting. It'll be surprising and definitely energetic and uplifting and a fun night.
Well, I know that you could, you know, looking at your career and your the number of albums and the just the number of projects that you've been involved with, or even you've even written a one-woman musical. I noticed there.
Oh yes.
So you know, we could probably, if we said, well, just start at the beginning, you could probably play for weeks and not stop. But I know the crowd are excited. They're a good crowd for listening to new stuff too. They're not. They don't just want the classics. You know, a lot of crowds just want to be given what they expect, and they love the unexpected. The Laguna Beach Live crowd. So I think you're going to have a really good time down there.
Oh, it'll be a blast. And I'll be able to warm up. It's a little cool here in Chicago. It's 26 degrees right now. And that's only because the sun is out.
I know. I'm so happy to hear that. Because it must be 75 here today. I don't know, something like that.
Oh, boo-hoo. What a terrible place to be.
Hey, well, you know, when I was a kid, my mom lived in Chicago in the western suburbs there in Lyle. So we used to go.
Oh, really?
All,
wow.
The flights were cheaper in the winter, so we would always go in the winter. So I never saw Chicago in the summer. Not until I was much
older. Yeah, I'm sure you have cool memories of being here.
Oh, I'd always had a great time. It's a brilliant city. So wonderful. Well, I'll say it again. It's on February 15th, Jazz Wednesdays, with vocalist Spider Saloff. Laguna Beach Live presents the Jazz Wednesday series at 7 Degrees in Laguna Canyon Road. And tickets are available at lagunabeachlive.org. LagunaBeachLive.org, or you can always call my wife and drive her crazy, Ava Burton, who works for Laguna Beach Live, 949-715-9713. Spider, thank you so much for talking to us today.
Thank you, Jason. I'm looking forward to seeing you on the 15th.
There was a boy, a very strange, enchanted boy, and though he wandered very far, over land and sea, a little shy, very wise was he. And then one magic day, he passed my way, and though we spoke of many things, fools and kings, this he said to me, the greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return.
Very wise was he, and then one.
many things, fools and kings. This he said to me.